T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
It's that time of night, you can't stay uptight. So come and join the people and I'm feeling all right. Here on Overnight America. Overnight America.
Yes, Overnight America rolls on. And I got to say, it's always fun, the time we get to spend together. And I learned so much from Philip Goodrich. I'm posting the link now on Ryan Recker Radio. If you look up the Facebook page, make sure to give it a like. I also put it on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. Joining us now, a friend of the show, someone we've had on many of times, including for topics like this. Headline from Fox News. Classified UFO briefings may have left senators disturbed, experts say. From Spaced Out Radio, not only the podcast, but the radio show. Dave Scott, thank you for coming on to KMOX.
Pleasure to be on the air with you to talk a little UFOs, but I don't know if you heard this little bit of tidbit breaking news between a friend of ours. Apparently our buddy Drex in Vancouver is stepping down from his position.
I know. I saw that on Twitter, and I wasn't going to say anything, but isn't that something that kind of surprises me?
I'm very heartbroken. He's such a good dude, man. Such a good dude.
Have you met him in person, being both in Vancouver?
You know what? We have not met. And it's really weird because when I left mainstream radio, he was just a couple of years away from coming in. And, you know, we have a ton of mutual friends, and he's such a talent on the air. I wish him well in his future endeavors, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I got to say, it was kind of a surprise to me, but we love Drex here. I'm hoping that we could talk to him one more time before he gets his last show in there, whenever that may be. But yeah, I know. I saw that too during the break, and I messaged him real quick on Twitter. And I'm just, you know, these interesting things, you know, and sometimes you get the ability to, and like he mentioned in his tweet, I'm not breaking any news on this, but people can go look it up online. Sometimes you just have other things that go on in life and things change. And that's like that for anything, radio included. But I wanted to talk to you about this one headline. So these classified UFO briefings may have left senators disturbed. When when topics like this come out in the mainstream media and you see different news outlets pick things like this up, I'm guessing that this is a story that has been circulating in people that pay attention to this sort of thing for a while, and this probably isn't breaking news to people like you.
Well, I got to say this. It's been 2 years in the making since I first came on your show, dude. And I have to say, I told you so, because
no.
You were very skeptical that the government knew anything, that the government wasn't investigating this stuff. So I'm here to rub a little bit of salt in that UFO wound that you have, that's probably the size of a quarter of an inch, if that, maybe an eighth or 16th of an inch.
Now, to be fair with the I told you so stuff, this report doesn't necessarily say too much about what the content of what they were discussing yet. But the thing that you were absolutely 100% on focus on is that the mainstream acceptance and the mainstream reporting on this is so lagging behind. No one takes this seriously. But when you see reports and news articles like this, you're noticing that a lot more people are taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Which you said they got to catch up on this, and they're finally catching up, which is something that you said they should have been doing years ago.
Absolutely. And, you know, to bring some seriousness, and I apologize, it's a Canadian in me. I got to apologize for chiding you there for a little bit. But you know what? This is actually a very, very bold move by Marco Rubio, who came out and said, look, we need to put some funding into this publicly. The public needs a right to know on what is going on. Now, back last year, I believe it was Senator Mark Warner met with the intelligence community discussing the idea of unidentified aerial phenomena after the videos from the United States Navy were released by a group called the To the Stars Academy. All right. And this attracted a lot more attention, we're finding out now, with this report than was originally put out. And the scary part about this, and I don't mean scary as in we should be freaking out and waiting for, you know, War of the Worlds or anything like that. But the scary part about it is we need to know how long this has been going on. And why all of a sudden now are we needing to put public funding into this? Because the one thing that has come out is they've been doing this for years, decades. They've never admitted it. Now it's coming out that they want to spend some serious taxpayer dollars on trying to figure out who is in America's skies. Is it the Russians? Is it the Chinese? Is it the North Koreans? Is it this any country in the world that has this technology that the United States military has? And there is also the possibility, is it extraterrestrial? And when we look at this and we start thinking of the evidence that we have not seen, I agree with Nick Pope's reporting in this. Nick Pope, for people who do not know, he's a former worker in the British Ministry of Defense, where he worked the UFO files there a number of years ago, and he believes that a lot of these politicians who never believed in this subject before have really been caught almost with their pants down, realizing that there is something here. Now, this also goes to show the pull that people like Mark Warner have in Washington, D.C., that if they are starting to take this very seriously, we may be on the cusp here of something very major happening. You know, and it might be just a smokescreen, guys. It might be just a smokescreen where they say that it's something human, it's something of this world. But the fact is, it may not be. And that's the fear that a lot of people are having.
Yeah. What's interesting here, and joining us is Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio. You ran through a couple of these countries, some scenarios of who would have technology like this. And what we find with countries that you think would be technologically advanced enough to do this and would be bold enough to try to send these ships over American soil, you said China. The thing I think about China is they rip off our technology all the time. I don't see them being more advanced than us, even if they were ripping us off. So it makes me wonder what other country could be capable of this. And then on top of that, is there any other country that is capable of this? So what's the other mystery of it when there could be the unexplained factor? But the disturbed side of it is interesting. When they say they see these reports in Congressman and Senator Marco Rubio, being chairman of the Intelligence Committee, says that some of these things are just unexplainable. That is a big deal, because more and more you see people talking about these things openly in government, which would lead the impression that they are at least moving the ball forward when it comes to maybe unclassifying more documents or becoming more frank with the American people about their discoveries.
Well, I mean, and that's the big question, is what do they know? Now, this goes back to the whole media cycle, okay, where this is very surprising from a media standpoint, because we do not know at all how much is actually out there. How many dark classified files that are buried so deep within the Pentagon or someplace like that, you know, that we don't know where these reports are. We don't know what they are seeing. We don't know what the United States military, like the United States Navy, has been able to offer these politicians. What we do know is that the Navy, after their conference with the Intelligence Committee, the Navy said to Mark Warner last year, we are not giving you any more information. So is this a ploy by the U.S. government, Marco Rubio, to get more of these files out? But the interesting part about that, and I know I'm jumping all over the place because I'm kind of excited about this story, so I apologize.
Oh, sure.
The exciting part about this story is the fact that they want to release it to the public. Mm-hmm. We have never heard that before. Okay, everything that has been UFO related over the last 70 years has been shoved so far under ground that we have not even been able to speculate. That's why over the years, people who believe in UFOs or see UFOs or had some sort of encounter-like experience have been treated like they are nuts, that they belong in a loony bin wearing a white jacket with the arms tied behind the back. Okay, that's the way they have portrayed people. Never mind the threats that people have said they have received after making contact, whether it's from the military, whether it's from the police, whether it's from the elusive men in black that we've heard so many rumors about, whether or not they even exist. So we have to start looking into this deeper. What we need is true investigative reporting on this to see how much the public will actually get to see and hold Marco Rubio's feet to the fire, that if this bill gets passed by the Intelligence Committee, how much are they going to release to the public? Are we going to find out that if this technology is not from this world, that maybe, just maybe, we have visitors from other planets coming here and we're scared by the possibility?
I wanted to bring this up too in the report, and Dave Scott joining us on Overnight America, he's got his own show, Spaced Out Radio, which you should check out. But they mentioned also in this Fox News story about other countries that are starting to draft up plans of what they would do if there was a UFO encounter. And then there's other countries, too, that have documents and have looked into these things. So if the United States is starting to open these things up, you know, it also makes me wonder, is there a treasure trove of other documents that other countries are holding on to that they would decide to do the same thing? Maybe there could be a lot more to this based on beyond American intelligence. So that would be an interesting side for it, too. I'm wondering, and just one last question for you, if you could encourage those on the Senate Intelligence Committee to, if you could encourage them to have some sort of focus on what they release, what are the questions that you have that you would definitely want to see them put out there?
I want to know why it's a threat. That's number one. We keep hearing and seeing the word threat coming up everywhere. Okay, if extraterrestrials, let's just think hypothetically here. If extraterrestrials have been coming here for decades, if not hundreds of years, maybe millennia, if you believe the ancient aliens theory, I want to know why all of a sudden this is becoming a threat. Because if extraterrestrials have been coming here for that long, you know what? They're not going to wait to take over this planet when we have the weapons of the militaries of the world like we do right now. They would have taken us over when the best weapon out there was a musket or a bow and arrow or a spear, not hypersonic missiles that could blow up cities in one foul swoop, or take out half of a planet by just a couple of missiles. I mean, this is the reality of it. Okay, what is out there that makes it a threat? Okay, and if there is a threat, where is it coming from? Do we know? How do we prepare? But I think when it comes to the subject of extraterrestrials, you have to take it very, very slowly because you do not want the public to panic. Look what's happened over the last couple of months. There's a virus going around, and people go nuts over toilet paper. Okay? right? Toilet paper and milk. Okay, yeah. Milk goes bad after 7 days.
Hand sanitizer, yeah.
Well, hand sanitizer, you can understand. And I don't say that to be sarcastic, okay? But we need to know what that threat element is, number one. Number two, we have to start asking questions about, is this a new phenomena? What happened at Roswell? Release it. What happened on January 13th, 1997, with the Phoenix Lights?
Yeah.
What happened to Benny and Barney Hill when they were abducted by aliens?
Yeah.
Most famous case ever. What happened to Travis Walton, ended up becoming the movie Fire in the Sky? Mm-hmm. Okay. What do we know? What do we need to know? How long has this been going on? Because there are records. They may not know exactly what it is, but we do know that there are records. And I'll tip your audience off to something very, very smooth here, okay? There's a gentleman named Joe Mergia out of Las Vegas, and he just released a four-part article. It's 24,000 words long, so, you know, it's a good read about these documents that are coming out called the Admiral Wilson documents, where the former head of intelligence, Admiral Wilson, literally had a private conversation about UFOs and ET contact. Mm-hmm. And the rumor is, in the next couple of weeks, there is going to be a major New York Times article on this put out by Pulitzer Prize winner Ralph Blumenthal, as well as Leslie Keen, another very talented writer on the subject of UFOs and a great journalist. And this is something that people need to watch out for, because this goes to the highest of military rankings out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they
know. What a tip-off. All right, so if that happens, then you better believe I'm going to reach back out to you so we can discuss even further. So we got to go to break, but Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio, if people wanted to check out your show or you online, what's the best place for them to go?
SpacedOutRadio.com is our website. Follow us on Twitter at SpacedOutRadio and on Instagram at SpacedOutRadioShow.
Yeah, I love seeing your affiliates here in the United States now, and you can see other radio programs that's picking up your show, which is great. Definitely give Spaced Out Radio a look. If you're into this sort of thing, you're going to really enjoy it. Dave Scott, again, thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
And he joins us on the TDK Technologies guest line. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
St. Louis's weather station, KMOX.
Wow, that was a good interview. I'm always interested in those type of alien topics. I know a lot of you guys are as well. So we don't got a lot of time here, because I spent a lot of that, at least the segment in some on top of that, with Dave Scott from Space Dot Radio. Do you see that story over on KSDK? They had a story. St. Louis man wins $100,000 on first ever scratch-off purchase. He bought it at a Schnucks and Florissant. $5 scratcher called Jumbo Bucks and won the GameStop prize, $100,000. Isn't that something? It makes you wonder, is there a certain luck factor to some people? Some people are luckier than others. Are there some people that just, for whatever reason, have all the luck in the world and they get all this stuff? Are you one of those people? And what have you won? Honestly, have you ever won something of significance? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I wouldn't call myself necessarily someone that wins things. Like, I don't really win raffles. I mean, I have won some small raffles in the past. Like, I think I got my name pulled once for a Lion King VHS when I was in grade school. That was pretty exciting. One time I won, what was it? It was a school assembly, and everyone's name was in a hat, and they pulled my name out, and I got a girl prize. I got like a Barbie or something, and I think I gave that to my cousin in New Jersey as a gift. So I think about myself. I'm not necessarily the luckiest when it comes to giveaways, but I'm pretty lucky as a human being. I mean, I've had some pretty great luck in my career, had some pretty great luck in just my friends and family and things like that. I feel pretty fortunate for all of those. And I know not everyone has the same luck when it comes to those things. So I feel like I hit the jackpot with all of those other things. But I'm wondering, are you one of those people that just have really, really, really good luck? I want you to tell me what's the best thing you've ever won because of it. So we can take some of your calls after the break. And I also want to talk about UFOs if you want to. 314-436-7900. We're running a little late, so we're going to go to break first, and we'll take your calls right after on Overnight America KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And Overnight America is live with you, and I would like to spend some more time with you. That almost sounds like a lyric to a song. We're live with you, want to spend some more time with you. Well, our guest Dave Scott joined us and said a lot when it comes to UFOs, and I know that people that listen to late night radio perhaps also have an interest in this topic, so we can take some calls on it. Let's go to Terry, who's holding on. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yes, sir. I think we've finally come to the realization of why these UFO aliens are so terrible is because they're racist.
Well, okay. What's the connection there? I don't understand.
I think you understand.
I don't. Maybe because everything's racist, maybe. I don't know. Well, I guess I don't connect. Well, I don't understand. Terry dropped off. He's called the show before. I don't understand any of that. Did I miss something, Producer Mike? It went completely over my head. Let's go to Vernell, who's joining us. Welcome to Overnight America.
Good morning. I mean, good evening, yes. I want to comment in the last part of your program about UFOs. Let me tell you, that nothing in the sky in which the United States does not know about, all right? The president of the United States controls security. In other words, he has signed who can receive security, handling security. There's nothing in the sky the United States does not know about. So what you're saying that people, no, the United States knows. There's nothing in that sky out there the United States does not know about. They know about everything that's down.
How can we be so sure that they know everything?
Well, being a military man, I can tell you that from security point of view, we know a lot in the president controls who sees security. Example, let me show you, and that's what happened. And I say classified. The only people going to see it is who's authorized to see it. And there's nothing that's got you. I say it's not nobody. You got your space control. You got satellites. There's nothing. You actually knows about everything.
Yeah, the satellite is a different type of factor because that's somewhat new in American history, at least within the last couple of decades. But yeah, if you go back far enough, the Roswell stuff, I guess there wouldn't be as many satellites that were up and being used by the military at that point. But today, even if with all of the cameras and everything we have, there's still a lot that goes undocumented in this world that is still unknown, I think. How would having satellites up there be able to detect all of these things all the time?
Well, I said, realize where the satellite obtained, where the seeds and everything. The satellite sees everything. You control the satellite in different parts of the world. You know, years ago, we used to monitor Sputnik where it went on the world. We could monitor it. We put a map in exactly where it was going. And that's it. And the president controls who sees information. And there's nothing in that sky the United States does not know about.
So do you have any guesses of what they may be seeing then?
Yeah, I say she sees everything in that sky. It's not,
well, I mean, like, do you have any guesses what they saw? Like, do you know what was up there? Because there's that one particular video that was caught by the Air Force that was drew a lot of people's attention because they posted the video online. It was declassified, and it still has a lot of people wondering. So if you had to guess, is it another foreign country, or do you think it could be something other than that?
I'd say you know exactly what it is. As a military man, I can't tell exactly what happened, but you actually know exactly. You cannot put anything in that sky that you actually does not know about.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, what do you think? Do you think it's like China? Do you think it would be Russia? Or do you think it could perhaps be from out of this planet? What do you think personally?
No. Not on the other planet, no. We know about that. It's still on this earth right here. So you actually knows about everything in that sky. You understand?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
There's nothing in that sky the United States does not know about.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thanks, Fernell. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in tonight. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Yeah, some of these different videos, I don't believe it's from another planet. I believe there's some explanation to it. Here's the part that would be difficult to guarantee the United States knows what it is. I mean, there's a chance that there is intelligence that would have a pretty decent guess, as in with high certainty. But I mean, I think there's a lot that the United States government doesn't know, and they have a hard time tracking individuals, for example. So if it was just as easy to track one individual that's trying to evade the law, then they would have been able to get Snowden or anyone like that much quicker, right? It's people that have been trying to go across the country and hiding out, even though they have this large manhunt for Osama bin Laden is a good example, or some of these other terrorists. You know, we have the ability to use our intel and catch these things with a certain amount of certainty. I just wonder, do they really, really, really have an answer to it? Or is it just, here's what we know, here's what our guess is? You know, it's some other countries, man, they're good too at keeping secrets. I mean, it seems like a lot of the times it gets out there, but let's go to Chuck, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Chuck.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky gambling myself. You know, the biggest win I ever had was $1,150,000.
Whoa.
A lot of times I won 10, 12,000, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, tell me about the time you won $1 million+. How did that happen?
It actually didn't cost me nothing because I was playing the Illinois Lucky Day Lotto. And see if you buy a, you know, easy match, well, see, you can win on that. So it's only a $2 ticket, and I went ahead and bought, you know, I usually buy about 5 of them at a time, and I got all my money back on my bet, you know, because I matched the $2. I got that back, and then it when they had a drawing, and I won that. It was you know.
So what happens to you after you win $1 million from the Illinois lottery? Do they just hand you a check and that's it?
No, I had it deposited in my banking account and stuff like that, but then government, you know, they steal half of it, you know, just about.
Oh, of course, because it's Illinois. I mean, that's a big part of it, too. But
well, the federal,
they get their hands in it.
That back then, it was 39%, you know, federal tax. And then, you know, my regular income on top of that, they hit me pretty hard that year.
Yikes, no kidding. Okay, so you win all of this money, and after taxes, you're still taking away a pretty good, decent chunk. And you hear all the stories of people that have won large sums of money through the lottery and how they blow through it just very quickly. Within a matter of, 5 years, it's all gone. What was your story? Did you invest it? Did you lose it? What happened after that?
No, I'm too old to invest it. I'm 75 years old, you know, and so no, I went ahead and I spent some, and I gave a lot of it away, you know, to secretly people that, you know, they need, you know, $2,000 or $3,000, and that's no big deal, you know. And I've never had a lot of money before, but I got most of it still, you know. But you know, I'm a very generous person, and I think that's, you know, I'm a Christian man, and I believe, you know, I don't give to any organizations, you know, because there's too much rip-off there. So I look for people that need it. And then, you know, I try to, the hardest thing is to get people money without hurting their feelings, to hurt their pride, you know.
So sometimes you find people that aren't asking for it. You find people that you think you could impact their lives, and then you just do it.
Yeah. They ain't asking for it. No, I see the need, and then I I try to talk with him a little bit off to the side and says, you know, would it hurt your feelings now or anything if, you know, if I give you, you know, $5,000-$6,000, would it hurt you?
And they, wow.
You know, usually say no. Some people, I had this one lady, she was really hard for me to give her money. She cried and everything, and it hurt me as much as it did her. But, you know, she finally, I convinced her to take it, you know. She needed, yeah. You know, a couple thousand bucks and
yeah.
stuff.
I got to say, Chuck, people say if they ever won a large sum, they would do things like that, and then they never do it. You actually followed through with it. What was your life like before you won that lottery?
Well, about right before I won it, me and my wife, she was dying of cancer. Wow. And we was just about a month from being set on the street, losing the house and everything. So, you know, God blessed me with it for a reason. And, you know, she didn't get to live to enjoy it. You know, she, you know, I took her out and let her buy anything she wanted to buy, you know, but she's, so, no, we was about to lose everything. And,
wow.
You know, with the mortgage and everything. So that's one of the first things I did was to go ahead and pay the house off. And, you know, I got all my debts paid and everything. And
oh, wow.
And, you know, and God blesses you. You know, he's blessed me. And I think, you know, I don't ever tell nobody I give them. You know, I don't want nobody know I do. I do it secret, like a Santa Claus or something,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, sure. I get
and
that.
You know what? Now, see, whenever I go and I play a slot machine, you know, I can hit that thing for $4,000 or $5,000, you know. And, you know, I win more than I lose. I'm real fortunate there on scratch-offs. You know, I heard that guy won $100,000. The most I think I won on a scratch-off was, I think, $5,000, something like that.
Wow.
But I've won 1,000 or 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 several times. Plus, like I say, on a slot machine, because, see, I give it away. I mean, just the other night, I went to Tri-City Speedway, you know. Mm-hmm. They had their opening night, and me and my son went there and watched it. And I always get a 50-50, and I spent 10 bucks and won 100. No, it was 350 I won there, see.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess give most of that away already, see.
Yeah.
I don't
does your family know that you have this money, or did you keep it a secret?
Oh, no, I don't know. You know, when it's funny, I have more fun winning $300 on a slot machine than I did the million because I knew, see, so I'm a Christian. And me and God had a long talk. I knew I was going to win that money. See, it wasn't no surprise to me. We had a long talk that night before, you know, when I went to show the clerk the ticket, he said, well, hey, you won. I said, yeah, I know I won, but how much did I win? And they told me how much I won. You know, he said, oh, you won $1,150,000. And I tell you the truth, it didn't faze me at all. I said, that's cool. You know, and I just went ahead and got my coffee and I went and sit down at this little convenience store and got my coffee and went and sit down there. And I thought, well, maybe I ought to call my wife and tell her. So I told her. And I, you know, called, you know, but I wasn't excited at all. And that's one of the things everybody said, man, I would have been screaming, jumping up and down, hollering. And I said, no, God told me he's going to give me some money. And we had to talk about it, so I expected that. You know, it's a gift from God, see. And I didn't win nothing. It was a gift. And that's how I bought people cars. I bought about 4 or 5 cars for people, you know,
yeah.
and things like that. I gave wow. my car away, and then, see, I'm blind, too, see, so I can't get around anymore. So I think that's some of what God's plan was to get me enough money that, you know, I can pay people to take me here and take me there and stuff like that, see, because
wow.
my wife, she passed away. That was just 2 years ago on, Sunday. It was 2 years ago, so. But, you know, she enjoyed some of it, you know, but money is a gift of God. It's anybody think they go out and they earn it? I don't know. I can't say I go out and earn. I worked all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I had a job and things, you know, and I know what it is to be without. I grew up real poor, and I know what it is to be without and everything. That's why I can sense when somebody really has a need, I can give it to them. Now, I was taken advantage of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was taken advantage of by a couple of people, but you know what? That's between them and God, you know.
Yeah.
I did what I think God told me to do. For some reason, he wanted me to give this one man some money that took advantage of me. And I let him take advantage of me, you might say, because I think God knew he needed some money and, you know, he was going to get it out of me. It didn't set me back. It hurt me a little bit. It hurt that he took advantage of me because I had respect for him and I trusted him. But, you know, that's between him and God. You know, I don't have no remorse or, you know, anger over that. You know, it's just that's what happened. And I had to talk with God about that. And God told me that man needed the money. I said, well, okay, that's good.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, that's quite a story. Really unbelievable. And, man, I learned so much from you here tonight. And I got to say thank you for calling in and sharing all of that. I know it's not something I'm sure you go and tell a lot of people about, so I'm appreciative that you did it on this program.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Call in again sometime. I'd love to hear from you again. Thank you. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
I really enjoyed that story. So how about we do another one before we go to break? Marie is holding on. Welcome to Overnight America, Marie.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
This is what I was trying to tell you. This was like maybe 20 years ago. You know, like I am a professional working woman, but I used to ride the Metrolink and the bus to a clinic over in St. Louis because the medicine was much cheaper. You see what I'm saying, you know?
Okay, sure.
And so I had just left the clinic, and this one lady was complaining about, oh, I don't have money to get my medicine. So she said, I need some money to catch the bus or something. So I gave her $5. I didn't even know her. You know, I didn't have to do that, but I did it because God had blessed me. And so, like, maybe a couple of days later, I went on the Casino Queen, and I won $1,000. And then
oh, is that right?
And see, that
so you think those two things are related?
Yeah, that was the Lord working, because, see, that woman was a complete stranger, but I gave her the money because she sounded like she was desperate, so God was blessing me. And then another time, one of my nephews had called and said he needed some money for his telephone bill, so he came to my house. And I told him, I said, well, here, you go on and take it, and you don't have to pay me back. And I said, I'll just pay my bill later on. So I won $500 on the lottery the next day, and that was the Lord working. You know what I'm saying? I went on and helped my nephew, you know. So the Lord does work in mysterious ways, strange ways.
It's very true. You're absolutely right. It works in very mysterious ways. It's weird how sometimes those things work itself out, Marie. I tell you, it's very interesting. So thank you for calling in and sharing that. I think there's more people that have stories that are along those lines than they do of just flat out winning some sort of lottery. A story that happened to me once, and I don't have a lot of time because we're going to go to break here, but I was in the middle of nowhere driving for my weekend job to a radio station in Grand Rapids, and maybe I'll tell the story when we come back for break. Okay, so don't go anywhere. I don't have enough time to do it before we run out here. So if you want to call in and talk about your good fortune or experiences that way, you can too. And next hour, Trish Gazelle is going to join us from our sister station, KZK. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.